Good afternoon, April 7th, Chuck Hall with you. And today, if you've tuned in for the Gump File, you, my friends, have tuned in on a most historical day. This is probably two of the best Gumps we've had together in quite some time. And again, if you can't listen to it right now, or maybe you are listening, tell your friends. I'll post it here in just a little bit. It'll be on our website. Here we go. Orlando, Florida, an interesting choice of weaponry. A man in Orlando was arrested Monday for attacking a tattoo artist and a customer with a sword and a guitar. That's right. You hit him with a sword, then you sing a little ballad, then you break it over his noggin. Nice. Jason Gay, 37, walked into the tattoo shop, struck the tattoo artist in the shoulder with the sword, then whacked him in the back of the head with the guitar for good measure, apparently. Self-defense, the gentleman getting the tattoo jumped up, picked up a glass tabletop, whacked Gay, right over the head. Cut him pretty badly. Subsequently, though, ended the fight. Gay was arrested on 2 counts of attempted second-degree murder, 2 counts of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. The reason he did it? He told the police the artist and the customer had been playing word games with him. Called him a chain gang punk. That set him off, so he went and got his sword and his guitar. I'm going to whap you right in the head with this. A little song I wrote goes something like this. Ka-ching! This kid's got a million of them. Here we go, the Gump of the year so far. Not only, was this man deaf, but he was drunk. A man in Florida pulled over for DUI on Tuesday. Officers noticed he was weaving all over the road. When they proceeded to the side of his vehicle to ask him what was going on, they noticed the gentleman was trying to light his hearing aid with a cigarette lighter. David Wagner apparently mistook the hearing aid for a cigarette. Cops told him, asked him what he was doing, and you know what he said? What? Yes, that's because he was trying to light his hearing aid and smoke it. Oh boy, must have been a light cigarette. When the cops told him what he was trying to do, he said, oh yeah, I better stop doing that. Oh boy. Wagner admitted he had consumed a half bottle of Jägermeister. In fact, he was on his way to get his wife a chocolate milkshake. Why, you ask? She had all her bottom teeth removed early in the day, and she was wasn't feeling too good. And add insult to injury, Wagner also had a broken foot, which he said contributed to his drunken swaying when he tried to do the field variety test. And his lead foot, I imagine. Hey, you're lighting your hearing aid. What? I know, I just can't get over that. That's pretty drunk, my friends. I'm sorry. Thursday, April 7th, 22 minutes after 3. What? I said 22 minutes after 3. There's your gunfire.